Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for ProstateVideo.com. I've made many appearances on TV with Larry King. He's a well-known liberal. I'm a well-known conservative. We can't stand each other's political views, but there's one thing we both passionately agree on. We're both guys over 50, and we both know that 70% or more of guys over 50 will have prostate problems, whether they know it or not. That's why there are dozens of pills to aid with prostate problems. Millions of bottles sold each year, billions of dollars spent, but very few of them work. Most of these pills are missing one key ingredient, so millions of men over 50 are wasting their money. Not anymore. Watch Larry King's free video with his exclusive special report on why so many men are wasting their money and doing nothing for their prostate problems. Larry has experienced the remarkable solution. It's called Prostagenics. It was developed by my great friend, former Stanford quarterback Fred Buckley. Prostagenics is the only supplement that actually works for many men with prostate problems. Go to ProstateVideo.com. That's ProstateVideo.com. Guys, take it from me and Larry King. It could change your life. ProstateVideo.com.
Getting word that the U.S. conducted airstrikes yesterday against ISIS in northeastern Somalia in coordination with the federal government of that nation. Tom Roberts has more.
The strike occurred about 3 p.m. local time. The U.S. Africa Command issued a news release saying U.S. forces will continue to use all authorized and appropriate measures to protect U.S. citizens and to disable terrorist threats. The news release says at least one person was killed. That person is described as a terrorist.
A federal judge not yet ruling on the power struggle in the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The judge in the nation's capital giving government lawyers more time to file arguments against Leandra English, who claims she should be the acting director of the Bureau after Director Richard Cordray resigned last week. That's despite the fact President Trump named White House Budget Chief Mick Mulvaney to the position. Both Mulvaney and English showed up for work yesterday and reportedly both issued memos saying they're in charge. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The president's daughter in India, Ivanka Trump, attending the Global Entrepreneur Summit and using the opportunity to promote the benefits of a free economy.
Just think about how much better the world would be if all of us, men and women, are empowered to dream big, aim high, and work together towards a more just and prosperous future.
The three-day event is sponsored by the U.S. State Department. This year's theme is supporting women's entrepreneurship. The first daughter's trip drawing extra attention because much of her clothing line is made in India as well as China and Southeastern Asia. No verdict after a first full day of deliberations in the trial of an illegal immigrant charged with murdering a San Francisco woman in 2015. The jury spent all day yesterday going over testimony and evidence against Jose Zarate, accused of fatally shooting 32-year-old Kate Steinle as she was walking with her father on Pier 14. Prosecutors say Zarate pointed the gun at Steinle and shot, while defense lawyers claim the weapon fired accidentally. And rocker Bruce Springsteen now extending his run on Broadway again. He's already done it once, and now he's decided to do another round of Springsteen on Broadway when the current sold-out run ends on February 3rd. The newly announced shows will begin on February 28th, and they'll run through June 30th. Ticketmaster says those shut out of previous efforts to get tickets will get first dibs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Time is 10:06. It's time for Hunting Chamber Radio weather. Fleming in right now, it's 40 degrees, clear skies, and no rain in the forecast for the foreseeable couple of days. Going to be a warming day today, partly cloudy skies with a high of 57, winds south-southeast to 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies and a low of 39, winds light and variable. That's great for the tree lighting over in Rockefeller Center. If you missed the 57 degrees today, well, you'll get it again tomorrow. Sunny skies, 57, and winds west-northwest to 10 to 15 miles an hour. On Thursday, the last day of November, considerable clouds early, some decreasing clouds later in the day. The high will be 49. Clinton holiday Christmas parade, mainly sunny, and a high near 50 and clear skies that night. A mix of clouds and sun on Saturday in the morning, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon, a high of 48. The holiday parade will have intervals of clouds and sunshine in Flemington with a high of 50. And partly cloudy that evening with a low of 29. Monday, generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds and a high of 50 as well. And that trend continues. Temperatures in the area. It's 40 in Raritan, 40 in Ringos, 42 at the county complex, 40 in Lambertville, 47 in Frenchtown. No, 41 in Frenchtown, 37 in Hampton, 41 up in Washington Township, 41 in the town of Clinton, and 43 over in Branchburg. Stay tuned for Tech Today right after these messages.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, good day and welcome to another edition of Tech Today here on WHCRDB, HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, and I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never seems to have time to improve his or her business. And we do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so the consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments could include the news, latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, answering your questions. To contact me during the show, you can message me through Tech Today on Facebook. My email is goodmorning@hunterandchamberradio.com. Phone number here in the studio is 908-237-0410, and to contact me outside of the show, my website is bluepantherbiz.com. Well, here we are. We're about 1 week away from crossing into December, the holiday season, and there's lots of things to talk about, lots of news, tech news, over and above what we normally get, because somehow, some way, we start to associate technology with the holiday season nowadays. And I don't know if that's right or wrong. I know sometimes we lament going back nostalgically to the olden days. But we got plenty of things to chat about. Let's start off with some work that's being done by some folks to kind of help folks during the holidays. One of the things that happens, unfortunately, during the holidays is some people get really dark and depressed. And Facebook is going to try and help that situation out. Published on the 27th, Facebook is rolling out an AI-based suicide prevention effort. This is on CNN Tech, and the author is Selena Larson. And Selena says that Facebook is expanding its automated efforts to prevent suicide. The company said on Monday it is now using artificial intelligence to identify posts, videos, and Facebook live streams containing suicidal thoughts. It will also use the technology to prioritize the order its team reviews posts. In March, Facebook began a limited test of an AI-based suicide prevention effort on text-only posts in the U.S. The latest effort will bring the automated flagging tool on text and video posts globally, except in the EU, where data privacy restrictions are different than other parts of the world. In a blog post, the company detailed how AI looks for patterns on posts that may contain references to suicide or self-harm. In addition to searching for words and phrases in posts, it will scan the comments. According to Facebook, comments like, "Are you okay?" and "Can I help?" can potentially be an indicator of suicidal thoughts. If the team reviews a post and determines an immediate intervention is necessary, Facebook may work with first responders to send help. The social network may also reach out to users via Facebook Messenger with resources such as links to the crisis text line, National Eating Disorder Association, and National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Facebook will use AI to make sure its team reviews posts of those most in distress first. The move is a part of an effort to support its at-risk users. And Facebook has faced criticism for its Facebook Live feature, where some users have live-streamed graphic events, including suicide. The automated efforts test, which began earlier this year, appears to a success so far, according to Guy Rosen, who's Vice President of Product Management. Over the last few months, we've worked with first responders on over 100 wellness checks based on reports we received via our proactive detection efforts, said Rosen. That number does not include reports from people in Facebook community. Facebook users can still report potential self-harm to Facebook directly. Those posts go through the same human analysis as those flagged by the AI tools. So it basically boils down to this. It's not a computer that's making this decision, but you can imagine with the millions and millions of posts that go on all the time, it's hard for a human to be able to cull that down to the ones that really do need to have some type of analysis and detection. So Facebook's going to filter all those out and hand only the ones that are necessary to the people that need to do it. And then, of course, they need to put it in some type of hierarchical order based on their AI to figure out which ones need to be looked at first and then go down in a decreasing order of concern. Are they going to be 100% accurate? No, they're not. But, you know, based on the fact that a misstep in this direction might be embarrassing at worst, to not do something and have somebody unfortunately take their life or experience some danger and ignore that is certainly not worth it at all. So pat Facebook on the back for trying to come up with something to achieve a success in this manner, especially during this petarded part of the year when, as I said, the holidays seem to bring out more folks that feel depressed and dark during this season than any other. It is 10:15. We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today in just a few minutes.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. One of the things that's making hysteria, and we always get these, this one this year is Bitcoin. It's funny, when you read about Bitcoin, I vacillate as to whether it's really an investment conversation or a technical conversation, and quite honestly, they're blending. Because you need to understand how Bitcoin works in order to decide whether you really want to buy into the concept. And at the same time, the reason it's getting notoriety is because Bitcoin has gone on a tear. It's now, one Bitcoin is now close to worth $10,000. Now, you might say to yourself, gosh, that's hard to spend a coin, but you can break it up into very much smaller pieces. But it's just a valuation, and it has the ability to be broken into smaller increments so that you can pay for things like bubble gum and stuff like that. Nonetheless, you need to understand a little bit about it and why there's a run-up. And if I may, let me go over to the other side just a little bit and say, from an investment point of view, this might be a long-term project. But you can guarantee at this point that that $10,000 run-up at this point is what we call a bubble. And those that are playing in that pool better know what they're doing, because you can lose and win a lot of money in a very short period of time. And we just don't know when that's going to happen. As with any investment, whenever you hit a predetermined psychological, as Michelle Heide puts it, 000 amount, such as 10,000, there's usually a pullback. So we might break through that $10,000 mark, but it won't be long before it pulls back. And where that is, I don't know. But as this article talks about, and I won't go through the entire article because it's very detailed, and not all of that is of interest to everybody. We were at 5,000 just 2 months ago. So can you say bubble? Yes, in fact, you can. So New York Times has a article here about Bitcoin, and I want to delve into the technological parts of it to help you understand how this all is working and why it's doing what it's doing. Nathaniel Popper wrote this article on the 27th that says, as Bitcoin scrapes $10,000, an investment boom like no other. Digital gold, the new tulip mania, a virtual currency, whatever you want to call it, Bitcoin is on an extraordinary run, with the price of a single Bitcoin crossing $10,000 on some exchanges for the first time on Monday, less than 2 months after it crossed $5,000 for the first time. It is a bull market with few precedents in recent investing history. The Dow Jones Industrial Average in its biggest year, 1915, went up 82%, or one-tenth as much as Bitcoin has gone up this year. Amazon's red-hot stock is up only one-fifteenth as much as Bitcoin this year. The price has been pushed up by a flood of new buyers from around the world who think they have spotted a new kind of investment that could ultimately compete with gold as a place to store money outside the control of companies and governments. Now, that right there is the classic sign. When you start having a lot of people jumping into something at the last minute, that's when, unfortunately, the rug gets pulled out of you. Is this going to be the same time? Is this going to repeat history? Probably. I can't guarantee it, but I have to warn you. These mainstream investors have not just been the libertarian-minded programmers who helped Bitcoin survive its rocky first 7 years. After the mysterious creator, Satoshi Nakamoto, released it in 2009. By the way, nobody knows who Satoshi Nakamoto is, and it could be a pseudonym for a group. It could be a pseudonym for a government. It could be, we have no idea. In recent months, trading among ordinary investors has taken off in South Korea and Japan. Seoul now has multiple storefronts where less technically adept people can buy and sell Bitcoin. It was on Korean exchanges where the price of Bitcoin first hit $10,000 on Monday. On American exchanges, the price was hovering around $9,700. The skyrocketing price was brought forth no shortage of skeptics from Jamie Dimon, the chief executive of J.P. Morgan Chase, to Warren E. Buffett, who have variously called it a fraud, a bubble, and a Ponzi scheme. The untethered price increase has, to a degree, proved their point, suggesting that this is an investment tied to few real-world fundamentals. But each time the skeptics have come forward, investors have defied them and bought more bitcoins at higher prices. On Sunday, more than $5 billion was traded in Bitcoin exchanges, according to the data site CoinMarketCap.com, a greater volume than what many American stock exchanges see on a normal day. Let me go back to that tied to real-world fundamentals. Can you say tech bubble? Go and research 1999-2000 and tell me this doesn't look exactly the same. Believers in Bitcoin technology, which is backed by a new kind of computer network, have argued that what we are seeing is the formation of a new asset class that could join stocks, bonds, and physical commodities in the investment portfolio of ordinary people. If this is a new digital gold, today's extraordinary prices still leave the total supply of Bitcoin in the world at a value that is only 1/60th of all the real gold in the world. But even aficionados have been dumbstruck by just how quickly the price has gone up in recent months. While there has been a slew of bullish news for Bitcoin of late, the rapid rapidity of the ascent of $10,000 has taken many of us by surprise, said Chris Bernisk, an investor and co-author of the book, crypto assets. Or as one trending comment on Reddit social network put it, this is officially madness. I am going to prepare myself for the large correction. Hedge funds have also been clamoring to get a piece of the action. More than 100 hedge funds invest only in Bitcoin and other virtual currencies. In many places, this trading is happening on exchanges with little regulatory oversight or transparency. This has given rise to fears that a problem at one of the exchanges could trigger a panic run on Bitcoin, something that is not unlikely given the relatively experience of many of the new investors. A steep rise in the price of Bitcoin in late 2013 was punctured when the biggest exchange at the time, Mt. Gox, was discovered not to have the Bitcoins it claimed to have. That led to a three-year lull in the price. But current investors see that after all the previous popped bubbles, and there have been several, the price eventually returned to its old high and then vaulted past it. The price of Bitcoin is now more than seven times the high it reached in 2013. What's more, the Bitcoin ecosystem is now more distributed around the world with less reliance on a single company like Mt. Gox, which collapsed 3 years ago. While Mt. Gox hosted more than 75% of all Bitcoin trading in 2013, the largest exchanges today have only around 10% of the business. That should theoretically make the industry less vulnerable to problems at one institution. Bitcoin has been able to flow around the world and reach investors in countries large and small because of the singular design that is laid out by its creator. Bitcoins are stored and traded on a decentralized network of computers that is not under the control of any government or company. That has been attractive to people in countries like China and Zimbabwe, where the government has a history of seizing bank accounts and assets. So you can see why this idea, this concept, feels good. Gold itself is under control. But here you have this opportunity. But you just don't know who is running this, and because the concept of monetizing Bitcoin is abstract to many, it's hard for people to buy into it. So there's a lot of early adopters who are getting involved early at the early outset here, but as they have warned, the possibility of a rug being pulled out from underneath them is very strong. Will it recover? Well, history says possibly, but there's always one of those times that things go against what beliefs are expected. The growing number of people using it in these countries, often against their wishes of the government, has also undermined the degree to which the software that manages Bitcoin has remained impervious to hackers and government control for nearly a decade. The recent price increases, though, have meant that Bitcoin is now living up to its promise as a currency routinely used for small purchases. Few people want to spend their Bitcoins if they believe the price will double in the next month. Bitcoin has remained popular in a way to pay for illegal drugs online because of the ability to open a Bitcoin wallet without providing any personal information. But Bitcoin has faced competition on his front from virtual currencies that provide more privacy. And the overall black market trade has diminished this year after the authorities took down some of the largest black market websites in the summer. This has been welcome news for many Bitcoin hackers who want to see it lose its shadowy associations. Many Bitcoin investors have also come to believe that the Bitcoin network is not particularly well suited to handle lots of little transactions. These investors frequently argue that what Bitcoin is designed to do well is store money securely and outside the control of any company or government that would seize it, like a more transportable version of gold. So if you're going to buy a Tootsie Roll, it's going to be hard to break it up. It's not hard to break it up. The problem is that Bitcoin keeps track of every transaction. And so as we have more and more minute transactions, Bitcoin needs to keep track of all of that minutia. And that becomes very computer intensive. So, as they said, the possibility is that Bitcoin could be a way to invest and hold rather than to be using it on as a daily currency. Instead, you might just simply exchange your Bitcoin for your current currency to make your day-to-day transactions, and then do that and move on. The reason people own Bitcoin is because it's a great store of value, possibly the greatest that has ever existed, said Jimmy Song, a programmer who works on the Bitcoin software. The last few years have brought a proliferation of virtual currencies that aims to compete with Bitcoin, sometimes with the goal of handling transactions more cheaply and quickly. This year it appears that the most popular virtual currency network other than Bitcoin is Ethereum, spelled E-T-H-E-R-E-U-M, and might pass Bitcoin in value. At that time, Bitcoin was hobbled by an internal battle over how to update the software and expand the network. In October, though, one side gave up the fight, and since then, the price of Bitcoin has shot up, sometimes rising more in a week than it rose in the first 7 years. In recent weeks, Bitcoin isn't the only virtual currency that has been moving up either. Which lives on Ethereum Network and Bitcoin Cash, another Bitcoin competitor, have also been rising quickly in value as investors look for anything that might have the same durability and upward mobility as the original. So take that in stride. It's interesting to watch this happen, and we're just at the scratching the surfaces of how this is going to evolve. What it is today and what it will be in the future, I don't know. But it's important that unless you are nimble, to play in this thing wholeheartedly is dangerous. Perhaps a little bit to get your feet wet, understand it, and call it an education, fine. But all in all, it's be on the lookout. We are time to do the news. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com.
Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A retired Marine colonel and former aide to White House Chief of Staff John Kelly campaigning now for the vacant Alabama Senate seat as Colonel Lee Busby wants to take on candidates Roy Moore and Doug Jones. Busby saying when he looks at those two candidates,
I don't see any background in foreign relations, military and intelligence, commerce and banking, foreign trade. I don't see that.
Busby running as a write-in candidate and positioning himself as a moderate Republican. President Trump will be pitching tax cuts to Senate Republicans today as Trump's attending the weekly Senate GOP luncheon at the Capitol and will be hosting a White House meeting with congressional leaders later today on some other issues as well, including funding the government. It runs out on December 8th, raising the possibility of a shutdown over spending disputes. This is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-15. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
Suicide prevention is what Facebook is now focusing on while launching software designed to stop people from killing themselves. the social media giant, now using artificial intelligence technology that will scan posts for patterns of suicidal thoughts. When it detects them, it will send mental health resources to the user who's at risk or to their friends, or it will contact first responders. Facebook says by using AI to flag posts that could be danger signs to human moderators instead of waiting for user reports, it'll cut down on how long it takes to send such help. The U.S. Supreme Court to wade into a high-tech issue, as we hear from Lisa Carter.
The High Court scheduled to hear arguments tomorrow on whether police need a search warrant for cell phone location information. That's information routinely collected by wireless companies. The case involves a massive string of cell phone thefts and armed robberies at Radio Shack stores in Michigan and Ohio. Police use cell phone location data in the case.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
Today is called Giving Tuesday, as people around the globe are encouraged to give time, give money, or give acts of service and kindness. The goal of Giving Tuesday is to shift the focus to contributing after the consumer-oriented emphasis of Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. People are especially invited to focus on their own communities when they give, and GivingTuesday.org has an online directory that you can use to find local organizations, charities, events, and more having to do with today. Prince Harry's fiancée Meghan Markle says the British royal family has always been very kind to her, and Mark Mayfield has more about this royal engagement.
The royal couple sat down with the BBC on Monday for their first interview since they got engaged. Markle, who is an American actress and humanitarian, said she's looking forward to transitioning out of her acting career and into the responsibilities of a member of the British royal family. The couple met on a blind date 18 months ago and announced their engagement on Monday. They will marry in early 2018 and make their home at Kensington Palace in London.
And another sign of the season, as New York's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree will be lit tomorrow night, with today's show hosts Matt Lauer and Savannah Guthrie helping flip the switch on that 75-foot-tall Norway spruce. Organizers say the tree that hails from State College, PA, has more than 50,000 multicolored, energy-efficient lights on it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All right, welcome back to Tech Today. We're on HuntingtonBarrera.com. Plenty of other things to talk about. And I had come across an article here about the latest toys, the 14 hottest toys of the holiday season. It's hard to pass that up, so let's go and find out what's going on there. 14 awesome toys for the holiday season wish list. This is on CNNmoney.com, and Parisia Cavalans wrote this article last week on the 21st. The first one is called Fingerlings, and it's these adorable interactive baby monkeys are selling out fast. Now that's not really tech, so it's priced $15, but apparently a lot of kids love them. It's at least they've seen that. So let's move on and see. I have to cull through all 14 to see what is tech and what is not. So Sphero Mini, the latest tech toy from Sphero, S-P-H-E-R-O, startup that turned Star Wars BB-8 droid character into a robotic ball. Now you can control the movements of its latest robotic ball with facial expressions. At about the size of a standard ping pong ball, it features technology that tracks smiles, frowns, and head tilts. The expressions correspond with the directional movement. For example, a smile will move the Mini closer, and a tilt of the head moves it left or right. The Mini also works alongside an app where users can play games and access a virtual joystick. Price is $50. It's not bad. Hopefully it will last, and it's not something that's going to break, but it looks like something that kids would enjoy. Moonlight converts a smartphone into a bedtime story projector. The device uses the flashlight function to project story images onto the ceiling or wall, visually bringing storybooks to life. Through an app, parents can read classic stories such as Goodnight Moon and Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, while kids follow along with the projected images. The app also features sound effects. Moonlight, developed by former Google executive Natalie Ribot, launched on Kickstarter in December of 2016. It raised more than $347,700. The gadget is valued at $25 and includes the story reels. Each additional reel costs $8. So that was called Moonlight, Moonlite. Next one is called Hatchimals Surprise, and doesn't look tech worthy, so I'm just letting you know what that is. Move on to Nintendo Switch. Now we're talking tech of tech. The Nintendo Switch isn't just for kids. The device, one part mobile, one part home console, launched in March and became a big hit. It expects to sell 14 million units by next March, and for good reason, it's a blast to play. The slim tablet connects to a handheld device with controllers on each side, but gamers can also pop out the tablet and plug it into a base station for TV. It automatically transitions to portable mode when lifted out of the dock. The goal is to easily switch from playing the game on the couch to on the go. Price is $300. And then you have to pay, obviously, for the games. Kamigami Bug Robots. Kamigami is a do-it-yourself robot kit inspired by kids' fascination with little critters. The process of building each robot species, such as a praying mantis, ladybug, or scorpion, is similar to origami, the Japanese art of paper folding. But instead of paper, you detach the robot parts from plastic sheets and snap them together. Once assembled, it's programmed with an app and controlled to move, race, and battle against other Kamigami robots. Inside, the robot packs an accelerometer, a gyroscope, infrared transmitter, two infrared sensors, tricolor LEDs, and a rechargeable battery. The robots, co-developed by Mattel and Dash Robotics, are $50. Tiny Arcades. Wow, this looks like a throwback. Tiny Arcades plays classic games like Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man, Galaxian, and Space Invaders. True to the name, it fits in the palm of your hand. The Tiny Arcade toys from Super Impulse is packaged in a backlit arcade-style cabinet and authentic game sounds, a joystick, and two control buttons. The high-resolution screen graphics displays full color, and they are priced at $20. Talk about trying to bring nostalgia to your kids, huh? Pretty cool. Well, we have a couple more. Let's see. It is, I'm only on number 8 of 14, so let's take a quick break, and then I'll come back to finish up this article. You're listening to Tech Today, and we're on HuntChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property, can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com. We were going through the 14 hottest toys, according to CNN Money. And many of them, of course, are tech toys. And we were on number 8 of 14, so we did the break, and here we are. The next one on the list is called the Impossible Play Impossible Game Ball. And the Play Impossible Game Ball is a portable gaming system. It features 7 games that you can play alone or with friends, and it works with a corresponding app. The battery-powered ball is designed to encourage movement, hand-eye coordination, agility, and creative thinking. For example, the objective of Skyscraper, a game, is to see how high you can throw it. In another challenge, players shake the ball as quickly as possible. The app keeps count of each shake. Its price is $99. So getting that tactile feedback is kind of cool. Mind Racers. Concept of classic game with augmented reality. collaboration between Mattel and startup Osmo, transforms Hot Wheels cars into a virtual world. Unlike traditional toy racetrack, cars race side by side on two short ramps that lead to a tunnel under an iPad base. The cars then magically appear on the iPad screen. When the gameplay continues, tokens trigger specific actions such as upping the speed and if they've dropped onto the lane. The game comes with an Osmo iPad base, an Osmo launch pad, six Hot Wheels cars, and a launcher and 32 tokens. Cost is $79. Another nostalgic opportunity there. Star Wars Droid Invention Kit. So Star Wars fans can now build a droid from scratch. The Star Wars Droid Inventor Kit, $100 from startup Little Bits, comes with circuitry bits, a body to house the droid, and wheels. The corresponding Droid Inventor app teaches kids the fundamentals of circuitry building and how to put together the brain of the droid. It also lets users control its head and move around. You can also add a flare to the droid with included Star Wars-themed stickers. Talk about getting back to what blocks used to do for kids. Now we got kids who are following instructions and building robots. Amazing. Jurassic World VR Adventure. So virtual reality comes to play. Chase a T-Rex and evade hungry Velocipedes in the jungle with the VR gaming system. VRSE Jurassic World, which includes a headset and motion controller, transports users into the virtual world of dinosaur adventures inspired by the Jurassic World movies. Using the motion controller, you can fend off dinos as you try to race towards safety at the visitor center. The gaming platform from Skyrocket is $59. That's the other thing. These are relatively inexpensive. I hope they're as good as they sound. Marbotic Interactive Learning System. This is number 12 of 14. Marbotic's smart letters and numbers let you hold physical toys that interact in the digital world. The system comes with 26 small wooden letters and 10 small numbers in different colors. It guides kids through various lessons via six apps that help with writing, spelling, counting, and basic math. For example, a recognition game encourages kids to hold a letter and press it on the surface of a tablet. That letter then appears on the screen with its corresponding phonetic sound. The system is $90 and works with the iPads and select Android tablets. So you don't have to get, you just get the system. XPV Extreme Skateboard. Remote-controlled cars, trucks, and drones topped gift lists last year, but 2017 is all about the remote-controlled skateboard. The XPV Extreme Skateboard from Jax Pacific is designed to do real skateboard stunts like drive off ledges, stairs, and perform jumps. The skateboard has a clear plastic roll bar attached to the side, allowing it to automatically land on its wheels. While you control it from about 100 feet away and speed up to 14 miles per hour, you can't ride one yourself. It is priced at $50. And finally, a non-tech, Barbie's Dream Horse is number 14. Barbie's pet is getting a high-tech makeover. There you go. While she's had horses in the past, Barbie Dream Horse is her most interactive yet. The toy, manufactured by Mattel, responds to touch and voice. The horse moves in the direction of the voice, and when you touch spots on its body, feed it small plastic carrots, and it's making eating sounds. It features more than 30 sounds and reactions. Price is $100, and Barbie is included. Fantastic stuff. There you have it, folks. Ready for the holiday season. Out of 14, I think 3 might have been non-tech toys. And many of them, all of them, under $100, except for the Nintendo Switch. Not bad. So tech prices coming down. Tech becoming more innovative. You can see that virtual reality is coming into play. And more robotics. And man, back when I was a kid, you had Kinects to try and build networks. Now you actually build droids. So we're getting into the 21st century of robotics and makers coming into play in the toys that kids are using nowadays. That is fascinating to watch, that our kids now are using apps, using smartphones at a very early age to include in their learning. And we're at a crossroads where kids, the traditional learning is now being enhanced with technology, and that's making some people uncomfortable, but quite honestly, we've embraced technology to this point. Why would you just start embracing technology to do the learning as well? After all, the kids are into it, and that's the whole point, is to get them engaged. Well, it's time for me to wrap it up. You've been listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. We'll talk to you again next week on a next edition of Tech Today. Stay tuned for a rewind of Good Morning Hunterdon, and then La Salud Mental Importa, followed by Frontlines of Freedom on WHCRDB. Take care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North of Los Angeles, the massive Thomas Fire continuing to spread rapidly across Ventura County. Over 32,000 acres have now burned, and there's 0% containment, according to County Fire Captain Stan Ziegler.
Our game plan is to increase our aerial assault, and we have ordered additional air resources. We'll see what we can get on this fire in addition to the air resources we've already gotten.
The fire starting yesterday, being fueled by forceful Santa Ana winds, power outages associated with the blaze have affected over 200,000 customers. Meanwhile, firefighters are also battling a new blaze in the Angeles National Forest north of Los Angeles. It's called the Kegel Fire. Congressman John Conyers will not seek re-election. The Democrat's nephew says the congressman's going to retire because of the wave of sexual harassment allegations against him. This is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-15. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
The U.S. Supreme Court's allowing the enforcement of President Trump's so-called travel ban. Trump's executive order restricts travel to the U.S. from six mostly Muslim nations, as well as North Korea and Venezuela. The ruling allows the travel ban to take effect even as legal challenges move forward in lower courts.